At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Equipment Technologies, and I've got with me Jake and Kevin, and I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves first of all, and tell me what you do for the company.
Yeah, my name's Jake Ridenour, and I'm a Slingshot Sales Specialist for Equipment Technologies.
And you, Kevin?
Kevin Covey, I'm Product Manager for Equipment Technologies.
All right. Well, here we're always looking at what's new, and we were talking earlier today when things were a little busy this morning, but you mentioned as a Raven distributor that you've created a Slingshot network in your territory. I just thought it might be interesting to kind of start with that, and there may be some people that aren't even familiar with Slingshot who would hear this, so maybe we could just kind of start there with what is this and what is a Slingshot network?
The Slingshot network is a product of Raven, and it's an RTK signal, and they use the cell phone technologies, and you use that with a base station, and you set that base station up. You broadcast a signal, an RTK signal, over a 30-mile radius.
So you have created a network. How big is this network you've created?
Covers in the states of Indiana and Ohio.
So you've got multiple base stations around that.
Yes, the base stations are set up approximately 25 to 30 miles apart in those two states.
Now, as far as that network goes then, and I'll maybe show a little of my own ignorance here, but is that really good solid coverage? Do you still have territorial challenges with that kind of signal?
The limitation with Slingshot, technically the specs go out to 30 miles, but it really is beyond that. In certain situations, you can extend it out. We've had guys running at 40 to 60 miles successfully. Obviously, the further you go out from that 30-mile mark, though, your signal deteriorates a little. So what we've done is we've tried to put these locations up to give you the maximum coverage across the state. So in places, yes, there is a couple gaps here and there, but for the majority of it, we've got the state very well covered.
Well, what does this mean? I mean, part of that's going to go to what does Slingshot mean, but especially for your customers in your territory, what is this providing them?
So Slingshot, the way they've worded the hub or the piece of equipment that goes in the tractor, I very much like their wording on it. It's called a field hub. And the reason I like that is because it's providing different things and allowing different information to go out. So with this field hub in your tractor, you're going to be able to receive RTK corrections, which we talked about. You're also going to be able to receive VRA maps, variable rate application maps. You're also going to be able to receive remote support with Raven equipment. So if a customer has an Envizio Pro or a Viper Pro in their tractor, someone back at the office or back at Raven support is going to be able to log on to that machine and see the screen and to make suggestions on how to make the performance of their machine better. Now, going back to my hub scenario here, the other thing that allows us to do is send information back out. So with this hub, once I finish a job, I can take this as applied map and I can send it back to the farm manager, to my ag consultant, whoever I want to have this information. All the time while I'm doing this, I also have an open Ethernet port on this field hub so that I can have live high-speed wireless access or live high-speed internet access all the time in the field.
And then that kind of opens up a whole nother world of opportunity, right?
Absolutely. You can then get email, we can check the markets, we can check the weather, so we can be working right up until that storm moves in.
Assuming there is a storm, which there often is and always is going to be at some point. Well, how would you describe your business with this? I mean, what has it meant for you all to, because it sounds to me like it was a pretty good upfront investment to get the network created with the various units out there. But what has it meant for your business?
Well, it's been quite a little bit. We've seen an opportunity to bring affordable RTK correctional signal to the ag market in Indiana and Ohio. And we firmly believe precision agriculture is, we're just on the cusp of really using precision agriculture as a whole. And we just believe this is the next tool in that segment of precision agriculture. And that's what it's meant for us, is we want to position ourselves as a player in the precision ag market.
Well, I know equipment technologies, you say you're the home of the Apache sprayer, so we might want to just mention that while we're at it here too, because I'm just going to make an assumption that with your Slingshot network and with a customer that's got a hub in, they could be controlling their sprayer too, right?
Yes. Yeah, the Slingshot hub is colorblind. So it'll not only work with Raven equipment, but it works with Trimble and some of the other equipment out there, which really makes it attractive to the farmer or the end user, meaning they don't have to make a wholesale upgrade to use this technology. They can use their existing equipment. We do manufacture the Apache sprayer out of Mooresville, Indiana, and we just seen Slingshot as an addition to this product, because Slingshot is used, primarily going to be used, we believe, for the planter tractor, the combine, and the sprayer.
Now, you mentioned kind of being on the cusp of precision, really taking a foothold and being pretty much ubiquitous, maybe would be a good way to say it. How would you describe business now? I mean, here at this show, what kind of interaction have you had with people who have come by the booth, for example?
The interaction's good, and I really believe that Precision Ag is at a point right now where you've got all these guys that have tried different software and tried different farm management tools, and you've got all these guys that have also used GPS. They've tried the hardware Precision Ag equipment to do variable rate and that kind of thing. And Slingshot is a piece to bring all that together, as well as getting RTK signal at the same time. So we've provided this unit that helps grasp everything and bring everything together, but yet it's still providing the number one thing that you want, and that's the GPS correction, that solid GPS correction.
Anything else you'd like people to know about what Equipment Technologies is doing, especially in the area of precision, that we didn't touch on? No,
with the Apache sprayer, we offer a full line of precision ag products in the sprayer, from auto steer and auto boom height leveling and auto boom shutoff, as applied maps in the sprayer, as well as offering the Slingshot RTK network in Indiana and Ohio.
All right, well, thank you guys very much. That's Learning What's New here with Equipment Technologies at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.